As soon as you hear the music, right?
I know.
Like, the second you hear the music, you say to yourself, well, this is good.
I smile, I get goosebumps, yeah. And I'm ready to watch a good television show.
On the line with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Jerry Mathers, a.k.a. Theodore Beaver Cleaver. Jerry, how are you?
I couldn't be doing better. How you guys doing?
We're doing amazing.
We're so excited. I can't hide this, Jerry. My whole life I've wanted to talk to you, and there you are. It's a miracle.
Here I am, and I like talking to you, too, so everything's good.
Is there ever a day that somebody doesn't come up to you and tell you exactly what Wendy and I are saying, how much you mean to them and have meant to them for years and years and years?
Yeah, and in fact, really a lot more now because of all the social media like Facebook and all the different places where people can have contact. It was a lot harder, you know, in the 50s and 60s and even, you know, up to the 70s even, because people would say, you know, they want to talk to you. And I love talking to my fans, but it's hard to get all of them because there's so many.
Sure.
This way they can ask questions, and, you know, I pick the questions that I think most people or a lot of people are asking and answer them. So it's really a nice thing to be able to have a lot of contact with my fans on Facebook and my webpage and everything else.
And it's The Jerry Mathers. That's how you can find him, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, back in the day when people wanted to write fan letters, I'm sure you'd get them. But, boy, it is so easy. People can just send you direct messages, tweet at you. It really has changed considerably.
Oh, it really has. And in fact, it's a lot cheaper, too, because I can remember I used to, you know, when people would write to me, you had to get a postage stamp. You had to have, you know, sit down and write a long letter. And it's so much easier to just type it out and hit the button and it's electronic. But, you know, I've always had a really good fan base. They've always been very loyal. So it's something that I've been very happy with my whole life. And as I say, it's always been good to me.
Jerry, we know you're coming to town for the weekend. You're going to be at the Hollywood Show. That's in Rosemont on Saturday and Sunday, reunited with your TV brother Tony Dow. Over the years, or maybe even during shooting, you guys kind of became like brothers, right? It was inevitable.
Well, you know, it's not really like a brother. It's maybe like a very good friend. I mean, I come from a big family. I'm the oldest, but I have three brothers and a sister, so they're really my brothers. But Tony has always been a very, very good friend, maybe like somebody that you met in kindergarten and they went all through school with you, and then you got lucky enough to see them all your life, and he was a great role model. Tony was actually, when he got this part on Leave It to Beaver, training for the Olympics because he wanted to be an Olympic swimmer and diver. And he had a really good chance of going to the Olympics. I mean, that's how good he was. So when we got him on Leave It to Beaver, he was just somebody that you could really look up to. I mean, for a while there, he kind of gave me an inferiority complex because he could take four steps and do a double flip and land on his feet.
Wow.
I couldn't do that.
I find it shocking you were the oldest in real life of your siblings because you sure did some great acting by playing the little baby Beaver, the baby of the family.
Well, you know, I've been an actor since I was 2 years old, so it was pretty easy. In fact, you know, a lot of the things that I did before Leave It to Beaver, I worked with Bob Hope. I did movies with Alfred Hitchcock. And so I was, you know, a seasoned actor. So people always say, did Tony seem like your real brother? No, I knew that I had brothers, and I had a sister, too. So he was a very, very good friend. And it was funny, he was the youngest in his family, and I'm the oldest in mine.
How about that?
That is weird.
Playing exactly against type. Let's go back to one of those earlier films you talked about. The Hitchcock movie was The Trouble with Harry.
Yep.
What do you remember about working with him, with Alfred Hitchcock?
Oh, he was really a nice man, and I got to know him a lot better than I would have on a lot of movies because we went back to Stowe, Vermont for about 6 weeks to film it, and then we came back and finished the inside stuff. But it was the time of year. It was fall with all the beautiful leaves, and we were back there, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. And then when I was doing Leave It to Beaver, and this, the Hitchcock movie was done before Leave It to Beaver, I'd see him because he was doing Alfred Hitchcock Presents. In fact, a couple times you'll see him because he did what they call stealing sets, because the Alfred Hitchcock Presents, if people don't remember it, he would come on and just give a little talk at the beginning and the end, and then they'd show a show. Well, he'd have to find sets to go in and do them. So a couple of times he's actually in the Cleaver's library when he's giving those things. But, you know, I'd see him at lunch and stuff like that in the commissary, and he'd always say hi, and he was a very, very good friend.
How different would Leave It to Beaver have been if Alfred Hitchcock would have directed an episode or two? Wouldn't that have been fun?
It probably would have been much different on those, but, you know, he was a great director. He was just so funny. And, you know, when you met him, and people always had this thing that he was kind of, you know, Podgy and everything. He was just a really funny guy, and I had a great time with him, and he was just a really nice man.
Now, we all know that the Leave It to Beaver show was iconic. We all watched it. But when John Candy portrayed the Beaver on SCTV, how did that make you feel?
You know, it doesn't bother me. Parodies are parodies.
It was a tribute. I mean, it definitely was.
It was a tribute, but you know, it's something that you know, when Saturday Night Live does you, I think that means you've really made it. But
yeah.
I think we made it before that because we're the longest running show in television history. We haven't been off the air since 1957. So
wow.
Leave It to Beaver has probably played more than any other show in television history.
So when you think about that, Jerry, do you say to yourself, "There's got to be a reason"? What do you think that reason is? What does it break down as?
You know, I think that the big reason for Leave It to Beaver is the writing was so good. Joe Conley and Bob Mosier were two of the best writers in Hollywood, and they knew what they wanted. They wanted to do a show about the world view from a child's perspective because, you know, adults think that they know everything, and a lot of times they do, but they wanted to show what a kid is thinking when the adults tell them, you have to do this, you can't do that, and all the things that happen growing up in America. Leave It to Beaver plays all over the world. It's been an ambassador now for almost 60 years. So, you know, people in a lot of foreign countries had never really heard about the American way of life, and here they could see two kids growing up in America, and they were all dubbed into their languages, so they were something that they could watch. So it's one of the longest-running shows in television history, but it's also shown all over the world.
Let's talk for a moment, if you wouldn't mind, about one of the actors that was on the show. Wendy and I have talked about him here on our show several times, and that's Burt Mustin, who played Gus the Fireman. What are your remembrances of him?
Well, he was an interesting person because he had been an insurance salesman all his life. And then when he retired, he was a very, very active person. I mean, he was just always had something he was doing, and he decided to become an actor. So he was on Petticoat Junction, but actually first on Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
And he became an actor. So he had started in little theater in the Hollywood area and did a couple of plays, and he was just so good at it. It's in some ways sad that he had done other things and not been an actor all his life, because I'm sure he would have been very, very popular. But he was a very nice man, as nice as he was on the show. He was just as nice and just as good of a
counselor. I'm so glad. Whenever we talk
really
about him,
guy.
People always go, I know that name, I'm not sure who he is. Burt, Mr. Mustin, played an old guy on almost every show he was in, not just from Leave It to Beaver, but deep into All in the Family and beyond.
And if you look him up and see his face, you know him instantly.
Immediately, yeah. He looks like the guy from American Gothic. From the painting.
Yeah, as I say, he just took that up as a kind of a hobby after he had a very successful career, and he was much more successful as an actor than he ever was in his original career.
You know, I think, obviously, the reason the show was and still is very popular is it brings us back to a safer time. The family got along. I know, you know, you'd call Wally a stinker and you'd fight about something, but it's like the family, as a unit, they ate dinner together. Dad came home from work. Mom was cooking awesome things. It really was just a tribute to the family.
Well, it's true, and you know, and it's sad that a lot of those things don't happen as much. There's still a lot of families like that in the United States, but a lot of families aren't like that. But, you know, Leave It to Beaver was a boy growing up in middle America in the 1950s. And the 1950s are very, very different than they are now. But if it had been in the 30s or the whatever year, it'd still be different. But, you know, kids are still doing all the things that happened on Leave It to Beaver. Kids are always, you know, doing something and their parents catch them or, you know, and it's just a boy growing up in America in the 1950s. But it's not that much different, and people can still relate to it today.
We're talking to Jerry Mathers. You know him and love him as Theodore Beaver Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver. He's appearing here in town at the Hollywood Show this weekend at the Hyatt Rosemont. All the information is at hollywoodshow.com/mainchicago. Jerry, how did you deal? There was a time where there were a lot of rumors about you and the rest of the cast. Some of the rumors had you dying in Vietnam. Some of them had Eddie Haskell growing up to be Alice Cooper. How did you guys deal with all those rumors?
Well, you know, the only thing you could do was say they weren't true. I don't know where I would imagine somebody with either the same name or a similar name passed away, and I, you know, feel very bad. But yeah, I got all sorts of, my parents did. I was in the service at the time. I spent 6 years in the Air Force. So I think a lot of people, and it was during the Vietnam War, so a lot of people thought that that could be a real possibility, that I, somehow, you know, I had died and they just hadn't heard about it. But no, I didn't die. And it was just something that, you know, and it's hard when people say, you know, what happened to you? I heard you died. Well, what do you say? No, I didn't.
I'm almost positive I didn't. Right.
You know, it's funny you bring up Eddie Haskell, because we would watch Leave It to Beaver as a family, and every guy I dated, my mom would call, oh, he's just like Eddie Haskell. Yeah. You know, hi, Mrs. Cleaver, yeah. Everything's great. But then on the other side, yeah, she wasn't right, I'll tell you that.
Now, no, he was a decorated L.A. police officer. He was shot in the line of duty, a hero for the L.A. Police Department. So he is exactly the extreme opposites of anything Eddie Haskell would ever be. Ken Osmond is.
Yeah.
Let's see if you remember this, Jerry. I'm sure you do. Do you remember who the barber was in town who played the barber there on Leave It to Beaver?
You know, no, I don't. But I'll be honest with you. People like the barber were not main character, so I probably only saw him for, and I had to go to school when I was doing Leave It to Beaver,
oh,
like an adult actor, where you get to meet and you sit around while they're doing the setups and things like that. As soon as I finished my part, I would go immediately back to school, so I didn't have a very big chance to meet those kind of guys. They were all great people, and I liked them, but it wasn't like I could develop any kind of relationships with them because I had to get my schooling in.
Jerry, I am very embarrassed that my partner Bill is trying to out Beaver the Beaver right
Cleaver.
Now.
It was, the barber was played by Howard McNair, who went on to play Floyd the Barber
I
on the Andy Griffith
so.
Show.
You know what? And I think if I remember correctly, and as I say, you and I both know it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
I think that the person that played barber had at one time either been to barber school or had been a barber, because I think that's why they picked him, is that he knew how to wield those scissors.
That's perfect. And here's another rumor that you can help clear up. I'm not sure if you know who Harry Shearer is. He does voices on The Simpsons. He used to be on Saturday Night Live. He's told the story many times that he was up for the role that you got as Theodore Cleaver, but he didn't get it. Do you know if that's true or not?
Well, I don't know particularly I would believe him, because guess what? There were almost 6,000 people on the interview for the role. Now, there weren't 6,000 people for the Beaver part, but they were looking for Beaver, Wally, Eddie, Lumpy, Gilbert, Whitey, all those different characters. So they saw almost, and it wasn't even here in just Los Angeles. It was also in New York and Chicago. So they probably saw 6,000 to 8,000
kids.
Wow. And a lot of them would walk in and just walk right out.
Yeah.
The interview actually took over a month and a half, because they just kept, you know, getting, I'd go in and we'd, you know, read a few lines and then go out, and then you'd come back a week later and you'd read some lines with some other people. And then when it got down to the end, there was about five of us for Beaver. There was maybe five or six for Wally, Eddie, Lumpy, and we'd all read lines together, like a little scene that you got to know really well because you did it so many times. But it was a very, very big interview, both here, Chicago, and New York.
I can't imagine anyone else playing Beaver,
no.
I got to tell you, Jerry.
Right. Yeah, it's yours.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so the Hollywood Show is happening at the Hyatt Rosemont on Saturday and Sunday. You can go to hollywoodshow.com for more information, tickets. You're going to be signing autographs. What kind of cool Leave It to Beaver stuff is available there? Any collectibles?
Not a whole lot of collectibles, because honestly, there really aren't. I mean, people will bring probably the vendors there, but as myself, I'll be there with Tony Dow. So not only can you get my autograph, you can get Tony's. And to be honest with you, that doesn't happen a whole lot. Tony and I, although we're very good friends, we don't do that many appearances together. So it'll be Saturday 10 to 5 and Sunday 11 to 4. And Tony and I will be there. We love to see our fans just come out and say hi. And, you know, we'll just have a real good time. I love meeting my fans. And everybody has that one Leave It to Beaver question that they always have wanted to ask me. And hopefully I'll have the answers.
Jerry, an honor to talk to you and to meet you. Honestly, both
really
Wendy and I
is.
Are the hugest of fans, and you did not disappoint. We're so happy to have had this time with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for letting me on.
Absolutely. It's Jerry Mathers, everybody. You know him and love him as Theodore Beaver Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver, appearing at The Hollywood Show. Go to hollywoodshow.com/mainchicago. All the info's there. We'll take a quick break, and then more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.